Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I am Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Metro Wave and on the 4930-12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe's plans to quickly turn around the economy have hit a snag due to mounting debts and lack of foreign direct investment.
I think the president has recognized that the environment has changed, that they don't need to be aggressive or militarize the indigenization policy.
Mozambique's Renamo opposition party says it is abandoning its 1992 peace accord with the ruling Frelimo party, raising fears of renewed civil war.
Zimbabwe will definitely have no choice but to open its borders and receive people who might have been forcibly displaced by the ongoing military conflict if it escalates in Mozambique.
And the state-owned telecommunications company Tel One cancels consumers' debts amounting to $80 million.
Zimbabwe's plans to quickly turn around the economy have hit a snag due to mounting debts and lack of foreign direct investment. In what economists are calling a worrying development, Treasury reported a $74 million budget deficit for the month of July as recurrent expenditure continued this upward trend. Economists are also warning that a bloated cabinet, devolution and a bonus for civil servants will widen the government deficit. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank last week that it would be difficult to turn around the economy without additional loans.
But the two Bretton Woods institutes told Zimbabwe it has to settle its external debt totaling more than $10 billion before asking for additional funding. The Chamber of Mines says Zimbabwe's mining sector requires $5 billion to ramp up production. Mining contributes about 13% of the country's gross domestic product, making it a significant contributor to the Zimbabwean economy. The Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries said this month the manufacturing sector remains in crisis, with average capacity utilization plummeting to 39% in 2013 from 44.2% in 2012. Economist and former CZI President Callisto Chokonya says Zimbabwe needs to reform to attract investment.
Yes, Zimbabwe needs a lot of money because we have gone through over 15 years of political turmoil within our nation, where the Western world ended up by imposing sanctions on Zimbabwe just because they did not prefer the sitting president and they wanted a change in Zimbabwe. So that is true. We need it means that our manufacturing, our agriculture, our mining was heavily affected because there was no foreign direct investment. There was no one coming into this nation. It is true that the elections that took place recently in Zimbabwe were won by ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF are back in power in full force.
There are some who are of the opinion that whereas empowerment is good, but the PRA has been a disaster because there seems to be threats against business, which is now actually driving investors away. Would you agree that we can repackage this?
No, I think you have just phrased it very well. I normally don't even talk about indigenization. I talk about empowerment because indigenizing is ownership. Empowerment is increasing value in the hands of someone else. And I'm thinking strongly that it is very good to encourage empowerment. Any investor who comes here does not think that Zimbabwe needs to be empowered would be misguided and misplaced. Yes, I think the president has recognized that the environment has changed, that they don't need to be aggressive or militarize the indigenization policy.
That was Callisto Chokonya, economist and former president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, on the line with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.